Welcome back to the tea, and I finally got my girly back with me. Praise the lamb.
Yeah.
And we look so cool.
Yeah.
Like, not only are you back, but you're back. Ever. You're back and better than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We did it.
We did it. We said we were going to do it, and we did it. And do we show the back? The people that are going to see this are our Patreon members. So,
yeah,
to see our merch live and in action.
Oh, yeah. People who are listening don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So we designed some merch for you guys.
And we're wearing it.
And we're absolutely wearing it. Annabeth is rocking the crew neck, the baby pink crew neck. How freaking cute.
So cute. It's really, really cute.
I'm rocking the Heather Gray half zip.
It's actually like a quarter zip.
Oh, yeah.
Quarter zip.
Yeah.
More, and then there's also a t-shirt.
Yeah. Baby pink.
It's so cute.
It's so freaking cute.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it. I'm so proud. And so I guess we've probably gotten how many seconds into this?
How many seconds?
Because our Patreon members get to see the back.
Oh, okay. I don't know. 30 seconds? I have no idea.
Okay.
A minute.
So let's do a little like back reveal.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to look good on camera. I guess we should do it.
You do it because mine's the same, right?
Yeah. So on the front, we have the T, as you can see, which Annabeth's sweatshirt is going to change a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't the exact design that we had chosen. And so it's going to change slightly to where our logo is in the middle of the shirt because that's what we wanted, front and center. And then the back is for the Cool Blooms Club.
Oh my gosh. This is... Cool Moms Club. It's so cute.
Just here for the tea.
I love it.
Yeah. So
now you can get a Cool Moms Club t-shirt that is cool.
Yeah. And I just have to thank that girl with the bumper sticker.
The Academy.
I would like to shout out to who... Did you ever figure out who it was?
No idea.
Gosh, I wish I could shout her out by name.
And I haven't seen her since. I saw her that one time, and I haven't seen her since.
It was like the Lord provided that for you.
Yeah.
And then you told us, me, and then, but like, you know. And I will say that after that episode came out, several people messaged and was like, you have to put merch out.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't worry.
Already working on it.
Already on it. And so, anyway, so excited. It's going to launch next week. If you are a Patreon member, you're going to get early access to that. So you will have it first. Like, you'll see it first.
And it will be, like, a pre-order.
Yes. So we're not going to run out of sizes or anything.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So just put your order in however many sizes you want.
Like, buy your mama one. It'd be a perfect gift for Mother's Day.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Perfect gift for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Because we all know your mamas love the tea.
Just in time. No, mom is like, when I showed her the preview.
Did she like it?
Oh my gosh. She's like, I'm definitely buying one.
Oh, great.
I was like, yes,
well, we'll sell one.
We know that our mom is going to buy one.
Yeah.
And then, because you did say that she wasn't cool. So she definitely is going to be representing.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
And then I, like, only showed, like, literally one other person.
Who?
Emily.
Okay.
I did show her because I was talking to her about it and,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Have to have.
Yeah, we'll have that coming out next week.
Oh, so pumped.
Yeah, for all the moms in your life.
Yeah, and that could be like a gift to yourself for Valentine's Day. Like,
yeah,
love yourself.
Love yourself. Because we're all about self-love.
Absolutely. Love yourself. Get you a sweatshirt. Sign up for therapy.
Something for everyone. Quarter zip, crew,
t-shirt.
We did not do a hoodie, but also I don't love a hoodie.
We don't do a hoodie, but you know, there's still time.
There's time. I mean, not to say it'll never be a hoodie. Like, we'll see how it goes. Or does it dipping our toe in? And that could be, well, maybe on like the next round, we'll do a hoodie.
Like, yeah, I think we were just going with things that we knew we would be pumped right. about.
Like, if I see something in a crew neck, I'm like, yes, add a cart.
Yeah.
I love a crew neck. I have and this is true, I have a drawer in my dresser that's just solely dedicated to crew necks. It's only crew neck.
That makes sense.
I just love a crew neck. I wear them every day.
Yeah.
Because I'll put one on in the morning.
Like, that's what mom said. She was like, I love a sweatshirt.
She does.
And she does love a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a sweatshirt?
Think about it. And this is, it's so pretty. Like, the pink is, like, perfect. Spring's coming.
Yes.
I mean, imagine it with your biker shorts.
Well, so that's what I was thinking, because, like, it's kind of warm today.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And at first I was like, is this weird that we're alone? But it is February. Like, it's only February 4th.
It's still winter.
It's literally still winter, but we just happened to have, like, a spike in the weather.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a weird day that we're launching our sweatshirts. But no, because I would absolutely wear it with shorts. I wear sweatshirts all summer. Like, when we go to the beach,
you got to have a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
For those mornings that you're riding the golf cart.
Yes.
The evening golf cart rides.
And whenever, like, the house that you're staying in is so frigid cold that you can't stand to be there anymore.
So I think that, yeah, a sweater is at any time product.
Yeah.
And then there's also the t-shirt. So,
yes.
So
next week, hopefully we'll get to wear the t-shirts, because we also, those were just like not quite exactly what we wanted design wise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost perfect.
Almost
perfect. So hopefully we'll have those this week and we can wear those next week so you can see the t-shirt too.
Yeah. Very exciting.
So that's the tea on that we just, some housekeeping that we needed to do.
A little bit of admin.
Yeah. So to speak.
Okay.
But we're so glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. Last week was the craziest week. I don't want to say ever, but it was a crazy week.
I can absolutely speak on behalf of the group chat that we did miss you.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry your week was so crazy.
It's okay. But you know what? Like, now today it's 67 degrees and sunny. And so it's redeeming.
The way that things can change so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week when Annabeth wasn't here, I had announced to the group chat that I had started Burn Boot Camp that day. And wouldn't you have it, the very next week, now you're a member of Burn Boot Camp.
Yeah. Well, okay. First of all, Jess is just in this period of time for some reason that she's just like doing things without me that like we talked about doing together. And I'm honestly lost.
Well, I'll just,
okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay. Because we have been talking about Burn. Actually, I had a friend who went to Burn.
And maybe that's what happened, is that we talked about it so much that my phone was like,
here's all this Burn content
feeding me so many ads.
Yeah, I have a friend who like literally, I know it's been at least 2 years ago, if not longer. She was like, telling me how she went to Burn, and like she was like, you should come to Burn. And I was like, but at the time I was in fact working out. And then, as we all know, I haven't worked out.
Yeah.
We don't all know that, but
no, I think we all know, because we were working out, then we quit working out.
Yeah, yeah. And we talk about how we want to start our workout journey. But
and then you went on Ozempic. And then you didn't need to work out anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I didn't need to work out. I just wasn't working out. And so, me and Jess,
the kids are in the room with us.
Yeah. So, I have said to Jess, like, we should try that. Like, we should do that.
Yeah.
And so, but then she did it without me. While I was out of town, nonetheless. She recorded a podcast and started Burn Boot Camp the day I'm in another state and didn't even tell me.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we already discussed the podcast situation. That was like, I was really trying to not bother you with that sort of admin.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to take off that mental load, so to speak. And so that was, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I should have slid into your text, you know?
Yeah. But I was like, I'm not bothering her with this. Like, she's got bigger fish to fry at this moment.
Was it literally, you know, and it was so funny because we were just talking about the podcast before about like plane ticket prices.
Yeah.
Not thinking that I was going to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I can officially testify they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
I know.
The way.
Just slide that in there.
We totally manifested that plane ticket.
Yeah. So we already talked about the podcast thing.
Yeah.
I thought that we were good with that.
No, we are.
Okay, cool.
I was just
bringing it up.
I was just listing the things that you did without me.
Okay, the burn boot camp thing, I'm telling you.
And honestly, that was so crazy of you to do.
So random.
By yourself.
No, I know. Isn't it crazy?
Like, low-key, I'm proud of you, though.
No, like,
good job.
I clearly was feeling very lonely.
But you know what?
Like, here in this world alone.
Because honestly, if you wouldn't have taken that step, like, I wouldn't have.
Okay,
so good.
Okay, so in other words, you're thanking me for this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's a positive thing.
Yeah. So I don't really know how I got there. It was one of those things I told you that burn is a cult. And how you know that you're in a cult is you don't know how you got there. You just are one day there and you're like, wait,
I feel that because today I was just there by myself. And I don't know how I got there.
Yeah.
I was just like, my schedule like cleared up this morning. Something got canceled. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was there.
Yeah.
But so
it is a cult.
It is.
Like, I'm fine with that.
It's okay. I'm part of several cults.
Yeah. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
I would go to say that, like, we're starting our own cult.
This is a cult.
Yeah. We have our own t-shirts and everything. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Burn also has their own t-shirts.
Yeah.
So that's a little cult. You don't know how you got there. But yeah, what I do love about them is that they will follow up with you. Like, if you give them your phone number,
they're going to call you.
They're going to call you up. And then you're going to feel like you got to go.
Yeah.
They really put you on the spot. And so then that's how you end up getting there. And then you do like it, I think.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'll come back.
But also, I'm so confused. It's really an anomaly because how do you like something and simultaneously be like, this was terrible at the same time?
No, I know.
Because it was terrible.
Yeah.
I've been 2 times and both times it was terrible.
No, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
I think it's less that it's terrible and more that it's so hard. You have to really, really push yourself to like
no.
Make that happen.
There was like this push-up thing.
I can't do the push-up.
It was like, no. Me either. It was like an incline push up, and then you had to bring your knee up as you went down.
Honestly, the whole time,
how do you do that movement?
I did 2 rounds of it, and I never one time knew what I was doing. I didn't do it right. Never, not one time.
Did the person come over and try to correct you?
No.
I think she was just like, we're going to let her live.
She's doing good.
Yeah.
But she probably could tell you were lying.
I was trying.
You're really hard.
Yeah.
But never did I do it correctly, like at all.
Yeah.
And I told like my buddy, so when you're new, they put you like with a buddy.
Yeah.
I was like, on the second time we went to that station, I was like, listen, I can't even do a push up.
Yeah.
I was like, well, just like do it. Try like drop into your knees. Cause the first time I tried to do it, not on my knees. I could. So anyway,
you were trying.
I tried really hard
to not modify.
But then like doing it on my knees, I still couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
Like, I'm like, by that, how many rounds there are,
mm-hmm.
I'm modifying. I've learned. I'm a modifier.
Big modifier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're part of that cult now.
Well, I'm proud of you for going by yourself today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I'm going to go today. I'm going to see. I'm really sore today. And I need to go to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
First.
I'm going to be so sore tomorrow. I was not really sore after yesterday.
It's going to kick in.
I, on my way home, was trying to like turn some music on the radio and I couldn't even hold my arm up enough to like dial in the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Also, speaking of that, I wanted to talk about pre-workout.
I saw that on the notes.
Okay. And this is what I wanted to talk about it. So, I'm a pre-workout like person,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so I did take some pre-workout, but I made a mistake
Okay.
Okay. So I took my pre-workout like right before I walked in.
Oh, are you just like give it some time?
Okay. Yeah. I should have given it some time because then what had happened, it's only a 45-minute workout.
So then it kicked in.
On the way home, my coochie was tingling. All the way home. Like, you know what your workout does? Like, my ears were burning.
Yeah.
She's tingling, and I'm like, I'm done. Like,
It didn't.
Already done.
Right. I could have used this.
But also, if we're putting a substance in our body that makes our coochie tingle and our ears tingle at the same time.
I don't know if it's FDA approved.
I honestly don't know how pre-workout works. And I don't want to know.
It can't be good.
I know,
because I was looking into it the other day, you know, because I'm like so athletic.
Yes.
And it
will work out people now.
Yeah. And so I needed some things to like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Creatine.
Absolutely.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah. All of it. I need all of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know what I was reading or what. I don't know. You're definitely going to hear my child in the background.
Something crazy is happening in there.
I know. It's like, we really do have to do this during nap time. It's so
true.
No, I know. I know. We all did.
No, I got your text.
It wasn't your fault.
I was literally in the middle of doing pull-ups. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. It's okay.
Anyway. I was just, yeah. Anyway, I knew if I didn't go, I mean, I could go in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to.
My goal is to go 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
I think that's realistic
for
me. Are
you going tomorrow?
I think I'll go tomorrow. I think I'll go after I drop Abby off at school.
Okay.
At like 9:30.
Yeah, I already have, because I'm doing my...
Oh, right.
Whatever.
Your meeting.
So I'll be going to the...
They texted me today to set up a meeting.
The lady...
That's probably them right now.
The lady texted me last night and was like, how was your workout? You did such a good job.
Wow.
So much. And she was like, can I sign you up for tomorrow? And I was like, I didn't text her back.
And ghosted her.
I didn't know what time I was going to be.
Yeah.
You're like, this is 9 o'clock at night. Also, by the way,
like, they are so committed to the bit.
They're
So, congratulations to your fitness journey.
Thank you. Let me tell you what else I did.
Today?
No, it wasn't today.
Or are you just trying to one-up me on things that you did without me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This was Sunday.
Okay.
Had an accident.
Actually, Caleb mentioned this to me. I was like, why did Anna not tell me about that?
Okay.
Because he was like, did Anna tell you about da-da-da? And I was like, she didn't bring it up.
Well, it just hasn't come up.
Okay.
So I ran into my garage. I hit my car into my house.
Okay. Hard?
Yeah, kinda.
Like, did you just gas it? And
no. Okay, so I was backing out of my garage.
Okay.
And also, by the way, just so everybody knows, like, having a garage is like a new thing for me. At my old house, I didn't have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I love like parking in my garage. I park in my garage. That's actually, Jake was cleaning out the garage today. He's so annoyed by it. But anyway. So that's the point. Well, he's like blaming me running into the garage on like there being things in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
How many times can I say garage?
Garage, garage.
Garage is a weird word.
Garage.
Okay. Anyway. So basically it is the consequences of my own actions. Because I did multiple things wrong.
Okay.
I had been driving Jake's car home from church.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove the van.
Okay.
And so when I parked his car outside the garage, I didn't move it over far enough.
Okay.
So then later when I was backing out of the garage.
You had less room.
Had less room. So I'm like looking at my rear view at his car. And then I'm also looking. I didn't want to run off of the driveway because it was still damp from where it rained.
Okay.
So I didn't want to like run because like that really annoys Jake. You run off into the grass. So we don't have grass and it's muddy and it's just, anyway. So I'm like making sure I'm not running off the driveway. Then I'm also making sure I'm like looking at my rearview mirrors, making sure I'm not hitting Jake's car. And then I hit the front of my car into the garage, like as I was backing out.
It was not good.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I mean,
it almost would have been better for you to run into the grass.
It would have been better if I would have ran into the grass, but I didn't. And the garage is fine.
Good.
My car is not as fine.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
So that's my story about that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Garages are hard.
Apparently.
And I think that backing out is hard. Of anywhere.
Honestly, I've never had an issue with it. It was just I was really focusing on, like, not hitting Jake's car. Honestly, probably hitting Jake's car would have been better.
Or what if you were like, I should probably move Jake's car?
Well,
that just didn't feel like an option at the time.
No. So, anyway, here I was. And there,
what did Jake say?
Well, it was my fault also. I feel like I could have broke the news to him better.
Okay.
But anytime something bad happens, in my defense, anytime something bad happens, we call each other, like whoever is calling the other.
Uh-huh.
We're like, hey, good news.
Okay.
And we always do that.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we have to say, is it really good news or is it not good news?
Uh-huh.
And then at that time, you'd be like, well, you know.
Yeah.
So I called him and I was like, hey, good news. And he was like, what? And I was like, I ran into the garage. And he was like, well, how did you?
You're like, how did you run into the garage?
Yeah. So, and then he was like, well, how big is the dent in your car? And I was like, it's not that big.
And the line detector determined that that was a lie.
How big is the dent? I mean, it's like the whole like fender well. Is like has a scratch going up it, and
okay,
like, lights are scratched, and then there's like a dent. Anyway, it's okay. Like I'm not that bothered by it.
Uh huh.
But he is.
So yeah,
that's that. But it's okay.
Yeah,
and this is why I don't deserve a new car. And I know that.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
Good news is your car is still driving.
My car is still driving,
and I can't say the same.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We'll figure it out one of these days.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm just driving the truck around.
It's okay.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's getting me there for sure.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I did not watch the Grammys. I was watching The Clash.
The NASCAR Cup Series Clash.
Oh, right.
It was at the same time.
Right. Yeah. I didn't watch the Grammys. But I saw some video.
I didn't watch the Grammys either. Who cares?
I just...
People, like, not wearing clothes.
That was so crazy. That is one thing. That was the first thing I saw. Actually, that was what I saw that reminded me that the Grammy was even on.
Yeah.
I saw it, like, in real time. And I was like, why?
Can I do your work?
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know we could walk around naked.
Okay, we can add. They did get kicked out.
But like,
also, so
you shouldn't have just got kicked out. You should have went to jail.
Literally.
If I walk outside naked, I'm going to jail.
Yeah. Okay, can I say something crazy that might be like, I don't know, triggering for people? I don't know if it should be a trigger warning or not. No, like.
Okay.
I don't know what is triggering for people. What is it anymore?
Everything's
a trigger.
Everything.
Okay, so did you see the video of how, like, Kanye looked at her, like, right before she dropped her coat? Or, like, they had a conversation.
I didn't see any video.
Okay, so right before she, like, turns around to, like, they're side by side. He's holding her hand. She comes in with the coat. They're holding hands. They're taking a few pictures, like,
yeah,
with the big fur coat on or whatever.
Picture with the coat. Yeah.
Okay.
And so then
So
it's Kanye West and his wife.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't been on the internet this week. Yeah.
Which maybe you haven't because it is a really bad time to be on the internet. I did delete Facebook off my phone.
Yeah. So they have like an exchange of words. They like talk. They like have a second and they talk to each other and they're looking at each other talking. And like then Kanye takes a step back, almost kind of like behind her.
Okay.
And it to me, it was almost like he was like. Not that it was against her will, but it literally, as she was, like, dropping her coat, it was almost like
if you had somebody that you were selling into like sex slaves and that you were going to like take bids on somebody, that's what it came across to me.
Well, I will say that.
Because she like dropped her coat. She's not facing them. Okay. And then she turns around. She's fully, well, she has that like sheer dress on, but she's fully nude.
She's so naked, which by the way, I will say this, like, if my body looked like that, I might walk around naked.
Well, I was going to say, if we keep going to burn boot camp, it might be us.
No. She did look incredible.
No, she looks amazing. It's not that she looks bad naked.
No one, I don't need to see anyone naked.
No.
I don't want to see myself naked. Right now.
Yeah, no. But still, like, I think that you can look, like, you can show your body and, like, look hot without being fully naked. She could have still been a beautiful person in a beautiful outfit with the body that she has, okay? Because she has a great body.
Yeah.
She could wear literally anything.
Which, also, that's kind of their thing, right?
That she doesn't wear any clothes.
She doesn't wear clothes.
But, like, do you think it's her idea? Because remember, like, Kim said that, like, he was very dictative about how she dressed. Yeah. And, like, to me, it's almost like he's mocking her by, like, letting her wear, like, that's embarrassing.
No, I'm embarrassed.
It made me really sad because, I mean, because I don't know a ton. I just know that, like, that's what Kim had talked about is that she didn't even know, like, how to style herself anymore because he was so, like, authoritative over what she wore.
Yeah. Which also is crazy.
And so it's almost like he basically found a version because she looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Literally, when I showed Jake the picture,
he's like, is that Kim?
Jake said, is that the Kardashian? And I was like, no.
That's his new wife that looks just like her. He basically found somebody that he could make into what Kim was. Mm-hmm. And then, like, escalated even more. Because I wonder if, like, Kim maybe wouldn't have went as far as, like, Kanye wanted her to go. Like, fully nude. Or, like, whatever, like, at an award show. Like,
I don't know, but I'll say this. I showed that to Jake, and I was like, dude, like, this is crazy. And he was like, there is no way that I would be okay with you walking outside naked.
Like, no.
I'm trying to figure out, like, also in, like, the photos, like, on Facebook or on Instagram, like, they're not censoring it either.
I have seen
naked photos.
Yeah.
Of this.
She's naked. She's fully naked.
Like, what is that okay? Is it not like, is that legal? Like,
I mean, it's not legal. It's not legal to walk around naked.
She's not
in jail?
In jail.
I don't know. Is it legal in California? Were they in California?
Where were they at? Where are the Grammys held?
I think California.
I think so.
That would make sense. It probably is legal there, honestly. I think everything's legal in California.
I was confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really kind of awesome. I obviously saw, like, what Taylor wore.
Yeah, she looked great.
I thought she looked so good.
People were saying she didn't look great.
People are the drama.
Whoa. I was confused. I was like, I thought she looked amazing.
Yeah, no, she looks so good.
People are always clowning on what she's wearing, though.
Do you think that this has nothing to do with what she was wearing?
Okay.
But I liked how, like, low-key she was. Like, I felt like she was, like, low-key beautiful. Like, in the sense of, like, it wasn't overdone. She didn't overdo it. Like, it was a fun, well, I mean, not she's never overdone, but, like, she might sometimes wear, like, a gown versus, like, it was, like, a cute little short dress. Like, I thought it was just very playful and fun.
It was fun.
So, what some people were wearing was freaking nuts. Like, Willow and her brother, Smith.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
With the house.
I don't know what statement they were making.
I don't either. There were several outfits I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really see a lot. I saw them and I saw.
But Taylor was just so classic.
Yeah.
And that's what we love her.
Classic Taylor.
But no, what I was going to say is, do you think that, like, whenever you're presenting an award, do they know who's going to win the award? Because I found it so interesting that she presented the award that Beyonce won.
I mean, I don't know if she knew.
Like, I just think that's so interesting.
But, like, somebody knew.
That just really came full circle.
Yeah.
Because somebody made that happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, we'll have Taylor present this one.
Somebody for sure knew, because somebody has to make the card with the name.
Right.
So,
but then it's like, when they pick who's going to present the award.
Yeah.
Like, is there something behind that?
I don't know. I want to say this, not to be, like, a hater, but that was not album of the year.
Country album of the year.
No. She also got album of the year.
She got album of the year?
Yes.
I thought she just got country album of the year.
I'm pretty sure she won album of the year.
Really?
And country album.
I knew she got country album of the year, which it was not country album of the year.
That's not true. Maybe Sabrina won album of the year. For sure.
Look it up. I know she got country album of the year, but that's definitely false. Like, it wasn't.
No, she didn't even win any awards at the CMT Awards for that album.
Right.
Everybody thought it was a snub, and maybe it was. But anyway, I like Beyonce, I guess. Like, I mean, I don't know her. Like, I like, obviously, she's
clearly very talented.
Yes, it's not, like, nothing against her. It's just, like, that was not
it.
Who won album of the year? Was it Short and Sweet?
Hang on.
It might have been.
I can't type. Apparently, I'm so sorry. Okay. She won country album of the year.
Who won album of the year?
Oh, no. She also won album of the
year. That's what I'm saying.
Question mark? Question mark?
No.
If they were going to pick one that she would win, I would pick country album of the year before I would album of the year.
Yeah. Taylor didn't win any awards, which I think was fine.
It's fine. I think that doesn't, like, not mean that she's not having an amazing year.
No. I mean, she had the greatest year.
Yeah.
She had the greatest, like, 2 years.
Yeah. I was talking about,
I don't even know if, like, Tortured Poets was, like,
I don't think it's album of the year.
I think for Swifties it was.
Yeah, I think it's, like, very niche.
Very niche.
To who? It wasn't, like,
yes,
you're not gonna hear that album on the radio, really.
No, I mean, Fortnite was on the radio, which wasn't even the best song on the album. Wasn't even close to being the best song on the album.
No.
So, or I Can Do It With a Broken Heart was also played on the radio.
Right.
But then she only put Fortnite up for, like, her songs, like single and song of the year and whatever. I don't think she cared.
No. I don't think she did either.
Because, like,
She's fine.
She's stunting on them hoes.
Like, all of them.
Yeah. So,
she's
the most famous person in the world. Like, she literally doesn't care about your award.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they were just like, we'll give it to Beyonce. Like,
I think at this point, she's, like, probably feels more joy presenting awards to people and seeing other people excited to get an award.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. I feel like they were just like, Beyonce's she's going through it right now.
Yeah.
Let's give her some awards.
Let's throw her a bone.
Yeah. And I can appreciate that. But it wasn't a good album. Honestly, I didn't like it at all. I didn't like any, like,
mm-hmm.
And that's me being a hater. But it just wasn't for me.
And also, it's kind of like, how much more, because, like, Beyonce's getting up there. Like, how many more albums?
No, for real. Because, like, if you look at, like, these little teeny bopper younger
Brainer.
Girlies that are popping up.
Yeah.
Like, she is becoming, like,
she's aging out.
She's on her way to doing a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And that's fine.
That doesn't mean that she's not super talented. I just don't think that she has, like, a bunch more, especially when she came out with, like, the country album. Like,
that was grasping for straws, really.
That was rando.
It was. Well, she's from Texas.
I mean, yeah. And, like, I can appreciate
it.
It's fine.
I appreciate the effort.
I do too. Like, it's fine.
But, like, sometimes you put forth effort and it's not.
But I think at this point, she's kind of doing more, like, creative projects. Like, it's less, like,
it'll be fine. Right.
Jake in his old age.
Yeah.
In racing. He's just doing like creative projects.
Yeah. He's like aging out. So
he's just like, what if we just did this? And now I'm like, I'm also doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean to. Anyway, we won't get into that. But
crazy
creative projects.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't see any other performances.
I saw Sabrina's.
I love her.
Yeah. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
She looked great.
She always looks great. She is so beautiful. She's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, you don't even realize that she's pretty much naked because she's just so cute.
Yeah.
It's like slutty girls who were like little.
Uh-huh.
Halloween.
Yeah.
And they got the little like schoolgirl like outfit on, but they just look cute.
Yeah. It's like not slutty. Like they're not giving ho at all.
It's just like, oh, do you go to Christian school? That's so cute.
Yeah. That's kind of how Sabrina is. She's just adorable and she's really funny. And if Sabrina Carpenter like has no fans, I'm dead. Because I love her.
Yeah.
That's the doorbell.
Ding dong. So yeah, that was, yeah, I know very little about the Grammys, but
me too.
That's the little bit of that I know.
And that's probably all we really need to know.
I don't even feel like I needed to know that much.
Yeah.
But like, congrats, grads.
Mm-hmm.
On all the awards.
Thank you to the Academy.
Yes. I was talking to Caleb last night about...
Oh, because I was talking about something about Taylor Swift.
Oh,
I was showing him Taylor Swift's outfit and like the little tee thing and stuff. And I was like, she definitely wore this, you know, for Trav.
Yeah.
You know,
unless it was tee for Taylor.
No.
Wouldn't she cringe?
Yeah.
She would never.
A little bit cringe, though, sometimes.
I don't think she would do that.
I don't think it was for Taylor, but
it was definitely for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think like the whole get up was for him.
Yeah.
Like it was like, Chiefs, I got you, boo.
Yeah.
Go team.
She's really into like her Chiefs.
Okay. I know that like, really, I've only heard Jackie say this, of that she thinks that they're already engaged. And I don't think they're already engaged because I think that she knows that we are all set for whenever they're going to get engaged.
Yeah.
And I'm like kind of wanting to manifest that they get engaged after the Super Bowl because we know that the Chiefs are going to win.
Okay. Like on the field.
Yes.
Ew, no.
That, I mean, would that not be like if you could think of an ideal Taylor Swift song? Okay. Like a moment that she would create.
Bro.
I think it would be so cute. And like the little streamers are falling down and like we can all like it'll be in real time. We'll get to see it happen.
No,
because otherwise we're not going to get to be there. And it's going to be this like intimate moment between them two.
I disagree. I think that is something like her whole life is on such display. I think that she would want that for herself, like privately.
Think that she knows that we want to see it.
Sure, she knows we want to see it.
Hey, so we'll just agree to disagree on that.
And we'll just see what happens.
Probably right. I know that's not going to happen. That's just really a dream in my mind. Because I would love to see it happen.
I think that's invasive.
I don't care.
And also so, like, cringy.
That would be
I don't so- care,
cringy.
I don't care.
That's probably Burn Boot Camp calling me.
Yeah.
It's a little chaotic.
Yeah, so that's the tea on Tay Tay.
Do we have anything else on the notes this week?
I think I kind of did.
I didn't put anything this week on the notes.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I just put Kelsea Ballerini, and that is really random, but I feel like Kelsea Ballerini is really underrated.
For sure.
And I think that she's a great songwriter and she's so beautiful.
So pretty.
She's so beautiful. And like, I just think she's underrated. That's the whole point.
Did you see the clip of her with her boot?
boot?
Yeah.
No, what happened with her boot?
Okay, so she was performing in Nashville.
Okay.
And she was like, guys, I need to talk to you for a second. This is kind of crazy. She's like, my outfit's a new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I usually wear black and white, but I saved the pink outfit for Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is new. I haven't worn it before. And she was like, I think that the stuffing is still in my shoe.
Oh my God.
She's on stage and she takes the boot off and the stuffing was like in the toe of her shoe. And she was like, it is.
Oh my gosh, she's so real for that. Wow.
Wanted it.
Ew. Okay.
So she like gave it to someone. She's like, okay, I'm glad we figured that out.
Okay.
I mean, imagine you could not perform with stuffing stuck in your...
Oh my gosh.
In your pointed toe boot.
Wow. I love her. I've always loved her.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's the whole point. I just feel like she has so many good songs. She's just a pleasure.
Yeah.
She's just, yeah. Like, where is her Grammys?
I know.
Like, justice for Cassie.
Did she win anything at the CMT Awards?
I don't feel about that enough.
Yeah. Either. We probably should.
We probably should.
If we're going to touch on these subjects.
Yeah. I have no idea. But I feel like on a global scale, she's underrated.
Yeah. Because I think that her music, yes, like she is technically a country artist, but it really is not...
No, like crazy country, like no,
Ellie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say her last name wrong.
I know you're not.
Yeah. Like those girls.
I think it's just L.
Oh, Ellie.
I thought it was Ellie.
Is it L? Who knows?
And like Megan Maroney and like those girls are like very country.
Yeah.
Where I feel Austin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, she can really go either way. And also, I mean, she's like pop country, like kind of like Taylor Swift was when she was country.
Which,
I don't know. I'm sure she's trying to like come back. Because I feel like because she was with that her husband, that probably really held her back for like a few years.
Yeah.
You know, and so she's probably now, I don't know, getting back out like more in the public, where I think that like being married, I don't know. I feel like she probably just like didn't go as to many things and like.
Right. Yeah. Well, we all know that her husband was a POS.
Yeah.
We know that now.
So justice for Kelsey
in that. But now she's dating Chase Stokes and he's so cute.
And they're really cute together.
They're so cute together.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay. He kind of gives like...
He definitely gets lip filler.
He's giving...
He has more filler than she does.
Yes, he's giving like Zac Efron.
For sure.
I just watched that new Zac Efron movie.
Which one?
With Family Affair.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really funny.
Okay.
We watched it on the plane.
Okay. People are just...
I just said this year. Anyway, yeah, he kind of, like, I feel like him and Zac Efron are kind of in the same
genre
of human,
a person.
But I really like him.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know much about him, but the little bit I do.
Which Outer Banks, and that's not even him. He's just playing a character. But
yeah, this last season, I'm just like, I can't watch this anymore.
I watched a lot of it. I didn't watch, Jake watched the last episode without me. But he told me what happened.
I'm just like, I can't. This is getting so far-fetched.
It's been being far-fetched.
It's a deserted island.
I know.
It's getting worse and worse, and I can't stand behind it.
They plane crashed. We're on a deserted island, survived, got rescued, and then the plane crashed.
Yeah. They just, to me, we really lost the plot, and I can't get behind this.
Got a bunch of money from the gold that they found, bought their property, started a business.
Wow.
It's a no for me, dog.
Thanks,
which, I mean, they only have, I think they just have one more season, and then it's going to be over. It should be.
It should have already been over.
They need to cut it while they can.
Yeah.
Still salvage some dignity.
Yeah. It is. It's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have been better. Like it started out really good. Like, the whole premise of the show was good.
Yeah.
And then it got, like, crazy.
It got weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. It could have been, like, a National Treasure type series.
Uh-huh.
But then they made it.
I just feel like
crazy.
I almost feel like the way that they began the show versus, like, how it is now, like, those two things don't go together.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not, I think they got a new writer in.
And was, they might have. That, the guy, and if you watched, if you haven't seen the last season, then, like, this is going to be a spoiler. But JJ.
Uh-huh.
He is the absolute worst character. I was so glad they killed him. Because he is the worst character.
It was a super weird way for him, them to kill him off.
I don't know. But...
because I did see that episode. I was like, that's weird.
Okay. Then it was weird. Like, he was a dog. Like, he... that his dad was his dad.
Yeah.
And then it was like, there's a rich guy with dad. But then his dad's, like, evil and his...
yeah.
And his dad killed him. His real dad. And the fact that wasn't more, like, emphasized, there's, like, he just fully accepted, okay, this is my dad. Like, my dad's not my dad, and this is my dad. Like, they didn't go in depth on that at all. He was like, all right, you're my dad now. And then he starts calling him dad.
It was, and then the dad killed him.
Listen,
once that happened, I was like, I'm so done with the show.
I will watch the last season.
Okay.
But... I think maybe it could there's potential that it's going to get better now that JJ is dead.
Okay.
The worst.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well, let us know when that happens.
Yeah.
Because I won't be watching it.
It's going to be a long time.
But
anywho,
what have I been watching? I've been watching Summer House.
Okay.
I don't watch that. I feel like these kids are getting a little too old for this.
Okay, what's his name? Is like 40...
Is he just 40?
I don't know. It feels like we're getting a little too old.
I feel like it's time to move forward and move on.
Yeah, get like a new young, get some young thing.
It's kind of crazy that when I walked into my kitchen a second ago and my Alexa thing came up and Paige and Craig are like national news on my Alexa.
Really?
Yeah, like it was like, Paige speaks out about da da da. I'm like, this is news? This is the news you're giving me? Which maybe Alexa's just listening to me and knows like things I'm interested in.
You probably have it connected to your phone too, huh?
Well, I don't
know.
I could play like, I can say like, hey Alexa, play, you know, the toast or right. Whatever.
Yeah.
And it'll play it.
Yeah.
But it says that it's, I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe. But yeah.
Need to use your phone to set up Alexa. So,
I don't know, Caleb used his though.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who cares? All I was to say is that was news that came up on my.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the most important things that's happening in the world right now. That's crazy.
I wish that was the most important thing happening in the world.
Oh, no. And that's what's so funny because, like, Anna was saying that she deleted Facebook because Facebook was getting so negative. And that she couldn't. And I was like, my algorithm is not like that. Like, my algorithm is so, like, fun and playful.
My algorithm blows. And, I had to detach from it for a little while. So, I didn't, like, delete my Facebook. I just, like, took it off my phone for a little while because it is just negative Nancy.
And then she ended up on Instagram, which then that's how she signed up for Burn Bootcamp. Because then Instagram was feeding her Burn Bootcamp ads.
It's actually not true. I just did it because you did it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Now it is.
But my Instagram was feeding me Burn Bootcamp.
Now Instagram is like Burn Bootcamp, Burn Bootcamp, Burn Bootcamp.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, feel the burn. I feel the burn. I'm currently feeling the burn. Right now.
It's feeling like Burn Bootcamp needs to be sponsoring.
Yeah.
The tea.
This is a Burn Bootcamp podcast right now.
Hey, I feel like we've covered a lot of things.
Yeah.
Considering. That it's a daycare.
Yeah. And we apologize for that.
We do.
Anything else before we call it a day?
Anything exciting happening this week?
Exciting?
I think not.
I mean, I don't have anything exciting happening.
Okay.
I'm just trying to, like, get back to some sense of normalcy.
Okay.
Yeah.
For after last week or after last month?
After, like, the last, like, 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's that.
It's been a wild couple of years.
It has.
And then I thought I was going to get some normalcy when we moved into our house.
Mm-hmm.
But then immediately it was like the holidays. It was like
Halloween, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Christmas, like club, bus, another club.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like after Christmas, I was like, okay, after the new year.
Thank you.
What is this?
What is that? Breast milk?
Probably.
Oh my gosh. Put that back. Yucky.
My lord.
Lord.
My lord.
Oh my god. Okay. So anyway, I thought after the new year, I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now things are going to calm down.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
And then it snowed.
And then it was just like 3 degrees for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it snowed. And then, you know, I had like this insane week and everybody had the flu amongst like many other things that was going on. And then now here we are to today.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that February is the month of just finding some normalcy.
Yeah, I think that it is. And actually, I kind of agree with you on that. I'm also feeling the same way of finding some sort of normalcy after 2 years because Noah is about to be 2.
Yeah.
And there is something about that, hitting that 2 age.
Yeah.
That you're kind of like, okay, maybe I'm catching my sword.
Breath.
Yeah, like things seem to feel a little bit more attainable.
Yeah.
Like going to the gym and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it's funny because we had those branding photos done. I guess Noah's going to be in this whole part of this.
Okay.
But we had those branding photos done, you know, and my hair was really long and I just posted those.
Yeah.
I'm just now using those branding photos.
Okay.
But I'm like, oh, just things like business cards, like just getting my whole life together.
I'm gonna get my whole life together.
Yeah. As you can see how it's going.
It's going good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. Just hey, trying to like find some kind of
new routine.
A new rhythm.
Yeah.
Trying to find a new rhythm. Like post holiday. Post.
And it can be hard to start to, like, the older you get, you know, it's allowing yourself to do different things and allowing yourself to, like, what if I did start going to this gym? Or, like, right. What if I did, you know? I feel like that's kind of, like, I want to say yes to more things like that.
Yeah. I want to say no to more things.
And getting out of my head.
Hey, let me I want to say yes to more things like that and say no to, like, things that aren't serving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a really hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like,
you don't want to let somebody else down.
Right. But if it's no longer, like, if it's bringing you, like, more stress than it is, like, a positive thing, then I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hard.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. More yes to, like, things that you want to be doing. Because there's the fact of life is that life is so short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally just a blip. And, like, we're almost dead right now, as we said.
Okay.
I mean, truthfully.
So positive. Encouraging.
It is positive and encouraging. Because, like, this is just a blip in time.
I know we're wrapping up. But I've been really, like, I've had a kind of constant ongoing prayer since the beginning of the year. Of, like, just God to, like, pull creativity in me and, like, show me ideas or, like, show me things that
to do.
Right.
Or, I don't know, fuel passion inside of me for things that I enjoy. And, like, you know what I mean? And to use gifts that, like, are only from him, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's been good.
Yeah.
To kind of, like, okay. And then also being able to see, like, where God is, like, telling me to do things. Even through a bumper sticker.
Even through a bumper sticker.
I would say
God can use a bumper sticker.
God can use a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the tea.
That's the tea.
This has been a rocky road today.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Are you feeling overstimulated?
No.
Good.
Feel fine.
Me too. I just don't know how our video is going to be. But it's okay. We'll cut some stuff out.
What are you going to do?
We got these kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you listening also have kids.
Yeah.
Because you're a cool mom and you're going to want to buy
a Cool Moms Club
shirt. Yes. So fun. Thank you for listening. And we want you to like, subscribe. Go subscribe to us on Patreon so that you can see the video. Get a little sneak peek of the shirts. And tell your friends, rate, review, all of that. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And Patreon.
And be on the lookout for the merch.
Yeah. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
And we'll see you next week.
See Thursday.
Okay.
Bye.